Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. It's your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Happy to join you again on this Tuesday evening, April the 20th, 2021. And we open the phone lines up to you to join us as well here in the podcast studio. Facebook friends, if you're following us live, feel free to do so. In fact, we encourage you to give us a call. That number to call tonight is 657-383-0944. Again, that number to call to be live in the studio with us tonight is 657-380-944. Again, you're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dockery. And interesting topic tonight. We do have a guest coming on the 29th, and we're looking forward to that. That would be some very relevant information. But tonight, we bring our attention to our topic at hand. Now, all too often in the urban experience, there are diverting incidents or issues that take away from real important concerns. Things we ought to be focused on. These divergent episodes that we often see pop up seemingly out of nowhere are the root causes for the continuance of generational poverty, the stagnation socially we witness, and even current frustration and pressures that we see in many gentrified areas across the nation. But most unfortunately, beloved, the reality of barriers to personal success is not realized until it's too late. Those opportunities that were there for you, that you could have taken advantage of, and even the time to do so, has passed on. And we can never bring it back. Tonight, we're talking from the topic, an urban American observation. Some may ask, why do you seem critical? It's an observation. Perhaps you haven't been a part of the urban American experience. So I can appreciate if you would know, this will be an educational experience for you tonight. Tune in. 657-383-0944 is the number to call. And not only can you listen and learn, but you can participate in our dialogue. And you see, my friend, that is how we together are able to move on and grow. You see, if we don't acknowledge the reality of the things that plague us, you're not going to be able to move toward resolving those things. Because you're plagued, because you're challenged, that doesn't make you a bad person. You're a good person. What it does is identify a need, an opportunity. See? And that's what our focus is. So, again, this April 20th, 2021, we're talking from the topic, an urban American observation. That's what I'll be making tonight. And then I hope you'll join me as we discuss that. Because there are some other things that we can take away from this, lessons that can be learned. I'll begin the monologue with text from Ezekiel 37th chapter. We'll look at verses 1 through 5 tonight. Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 5. In case you don't know, that's in the Holy Bible. That's in the Old Testament of the Holy Bible. All right? And if you're new to the show, you'll find that we not only use scripture, biblical scripture, but we use certain other pneumatic devices such as music, rhythm and blues, gospel, soul, jazz, you name it. Maybe a little country from time to time. But it helps us to understand the temperament and the age and the point, the position that we're in. It's a teaching tool. It's a teaching tool. All right? Ezekiel 37, verse 1 says this, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, called me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry." Verse 3 says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. Say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live." What's that all about, that? Well, listen, if you consider the text for a second, there is a strong inference that those people who have a connection and a relationship with Yahweh Elohim, the Lord God of creation, has the ability and power to speak life into a dead situation. Talking about an urban American observation. So it is possible to be in a tough situation, find yourself in a bind, and to speak to it and give life. All right, all right, all right. I did not come to preach tonight, but I could feel my help right now. All right, let's stick with it. This is a teaching moment. Talk straight. You get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You understand? You understand? All right. Now, you got the text there. So I hope you walk away from that with the notion that we have the ability through the word and the power of the creator of the universe to change our situation. In fact, to speak life to our children, to our neighborhoods, to our communities, to our circumstances, to yourself, no matter what you're battling with. Talk to yourself sometimes. All right, all right. I guess we all gonna be crazy after that. That's all right then, because to be successful, you got to be a little crazy. All right, then. I digress, I digress. Let's talk about what a sideshow is. Just an observation here, okay? Just a few observations, about four or five observations. Sideshow is a diverting incident, right? Or it can even be an issue that comes up. Now, especially when this distracts an individual's attention from something that is important for them to be focused on. You know how they say don't drive, don't text and drive? Well, driving behind a wheel of a vehicle can be a very dangerous thing if you're in the wrong hands. And if you are distracted, you can not only kill yourself, but other innocent people. Hence what I'm talking about, this sideshow. Well, I'm not talking about driving a car right now. Stay with me. For the last 70-plus years throughout urban America and in the neighborhoods, on the streets, there have been some challenges, right? And they've been of a social nature and an economic nature. Well, these challenges have distracted good people, from being focused on raising their children. Males and females coming together in the context of promise and love and rearing children and family. Talk about what those distractions were and where they got us in 2021. Some of these distractions are external in nature. Other people are doing it outside of your personal realm of experience. But, beloved, many of them are self-induced, and they come from within us. One of the things we've got to do is to change that. At least 2.5 generations, that's 60 years plus, have been shaped by certain conditions. I said at least, right? Now, as we strive to understand the origin of these things that I'm going to describe in 2021, I believe it's helpful for us to recognize the fact that there is a cumulative effect. When you add all these things together, it explains why we have many of the things we see all too often, we hear about in news, things of that nature. That's what I want you to consider. Things are related to certain political interests and manipulations. The manipulation of people's emotions, the manipulation of people's thoughts such that their physical health fails, right? And even their money, how they make money, their ability to stop, to thrive, and to survive. And it speaks to the plight that we see in too many urban American neighborhoods. That's good news, though. That's good news. Let's talk about the first one. Let's talk about the distraction sideshow of entertainment today. Now, when you look at the entertainment industry and you look at its evolution, particularly in the spirits of Afro-American people, I'm old enough to remember when people were making the case that we need more African-Americans or blacks in cinema. We need more predominantly black TV shows. We need their presence to be there, right? But this industry has evolved in such a way that it plants the ideas in the ears and in the mind of young folk that is very, very unhealthy. That involves games and things of that nature, social media, right? And this whole idea that if you're from a certain experience, you're supposed to be wild, loud, vicious, and destructive. You're supposed to not care, and you're supposed to not be attentive to discipline and order and structure. I know it's not true. But you need to understand that the distraction has come in such a way that you get more praise when you act otherwise than you would if you carry on like that. In other words, foolishness is incentivized via entertainment. People in urban neighborhoods love to watch TV and TV shows. And for children who don't know any better. This become a primary voice of instruction or influence. It supplants the voice of a parent. It suggests how you dress, how you identify yourself. And oftentimes, it is the factor behind violence that we see. Subconsciously. But it's a distraction from what you ought to be focused on. At a certain age, babies ought to be focused on developing their cognitive strengths, skills. Now, from birth to three, learning how to read, so that from three and on, you can read to learn. You can master your own life and circumstance. You don't have very many challenges in formal education and learning, obtaining new information, expanding yourself. Huh? But when you are immersed in these things, these distractions, your parents are you, your loved ones are your grandparents, everybody around you, it's hard for you to be focused. And I understand why. I understand why. There's a lot of chaos. A lot of chaos taking place. Now, we talk straight here. So let me talk straight to you. Another distraction, historically and currently, has been religious division. What did you say, Dockery? I said religious division. Somehow, the very people who loudly profess a love for God, go to church religiously, it seems as though they have the hardest time demonstrating love for their neighbors, for people who seem to be less than them, that are not saved, sanctified, or filled with the Holy Ghost, that don't go to church. Now, that may hit your ears wrong coming from a pastor for 26 years. It's an observation. It's an observation. Yes, more than anywhere else, in the hood, the denominational divisions and strikes, breakdowns, has led to the breakup of family. Some people, husband and wife, don't even go to the same church. Can you imagine how confusing that is for their children? I'm not saying this to first anyone or make anyone. It's an observation. And guess what? It's an observation we can use to turn some things around. Unify those families. Get those babies in order when the grown folk get their stuff together. Religious divisions have harmed many innocent souls. People have went in looking for something in church houses and come out bruised, harmed, hurt. And many of them do what they call hopping, church hopping, trying to find someplace they can. And where they land typically is some big place where they can become a number they can hide, feel like they have affiliation associated. Help us, Holy Ghost. The general interest of people that live on the same block, share the same resources in their schools and in their local cities, they're divided. We see where there are numerous churches in a 5-10 block radius. It begs the question, why so many? If we all going to the same heaven, serving the same God. Just an observation, beloved. Another observation, the lack of control for your economic situation. Uh-oh, what? We're talking straight now. Now, this lack of economic independence comes from somewhere. And it has caused a lot of good people, to get caught up. Some of those good people turn to illegal means. Some of them approach folk in the wrong way and wind up dying early. Some of them wake up and find themselves in a penal institution in jail behind bars. Others are depressed, find themselves using drugs and alcohol and other means to get away from their pain, their hurt, their distress. This is another distraction. Easy money and the notion that you don't have to work for it, somebody owes you something. America or society owes you something, and therefore you don't have to work for anything. That's a distraction, beloved, from a very, very, very important duty, responsibility, task, especially found among my brothers and sisters in urban America. That's something we ought to do about it. And nobody's going to fix that for you. You know that, right? Y'all know that, right? And nobody's going to fix that for you. All right. I ain't going to beat you up. But that's the truth. Ain't nobody going to love you, excuse my English, like you love yourself. Oh, people would talk. They'll blow smoke, you understand? They tell you everything they think you want to hear. What did Bobby Womack say? Nobody wants you when you're down and out. All right, I'm going to leave that right there. This last distraction, that has caused good people, my folks, to miss out on life and the best that life has to offer is drug and alcohol addiction. We've talked about it here quite a bit. What really leads to that? This is not just something that black folk or African Americans are challenged with. In fact, there are more other ethnic groups, particularly whites, that are challenged with it than African Americans, simply by the sheer numbers. But disproportionately, we see this having a dominating effect in American families, Afro-American families. Grips of this addiction on many forms, right? They totally destroy people's hope, erases their dreams and aspirations. Those people find themselves just lost and hopeless. Where do you find them at, doctor? We see them in the street, good people, roaming aimlessly. They turn on their own family, and their families have a tendency to say, listen, I can't handle this no more. So they're disconnected from them. Drugs and alcohol, and there are other addictions as well, specifically these are two distractions. How did it get there, doctor? Where did it come from? Well, you've heard us talk about here a lot about a trap being set. These social economic conditions are fed by these sideshows. We got to look and find out who it is that's incentivizing, who's financing this, and ensuring that these good people find themselves every day of their life continuously spiraling nowhere in a deep despair. I want to read a little and we'll open up the phone lines here. 657-383-0944. That's the number to call. Listen, talk straight. We've been talking from topic observation, an urban observation. Urban American observation, I'm sorry. Just some things we see. Now, if you think I'm wrong, give me a call, 657-383-0944. Listen to what these words say. See the man who's been crying for a million years, so many tears. See the girl who's collected broken hearts for souvenirs. It's more exciting than a one-man band, the saddest little show in all the land. So let the sideshow begin. Hurry, hurry. Step right on in. Can't afford to pass it by. You know why? Because it's guaranteed to make you cry. I can't say it like the stylist. Check them out for a second. 657-383-0944. That's the number to call. Let's see what the style, how the stylist just said there and how they put that thing here. Come on, stylist. Yeah. You listen to the talk show. It's your host, Reverend Dr. Richard Johnson. We're talking from the top. And urban America observation. Hurry up. Come on. Step right on up from this.
Well, I was going to ask,
I was going to ask you were talking about the issue that's in the national news.
Yes.
For the last, I don't know how long, do you think it's possible now for people to pick up the pieces and move on now and begin to heal and not be stuck in what happened this past summer? Do you think that's
possible?
You know
what?
Yes, ma'am.
What I find that, I had to stay away from that on TV because it's too close to my heart. Almost the exact, it was the exact same way.
Yeah. Okay.
Only
okay.
difference, George Floyd's mom couldn't hear him, but I heard my son. I kept telling my church, check on Pumpkin, which is his nickname. His name is David C. Smith. He died in Minnesota at the hands and the mercy of a police. Two of them. And my mind keeps telling me these are the same ones, but where my joy comes in today is this, if I may share this with the parents that's lost their son, the siblings, the families, especially the little boy.
How you doing?
Not long ago. God bless y'all family, and my heart breaks still.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
something, when you try to explain it, it took me, it's mm-hmm. been 10 years, I think. See, I still get confused. I think it's 10 years. That's something a mother never heals from.
Okay.
And maybe, and a father either, if he lost his son to something mm-hmm. that was unnecessary, due at the mercy of another human being's hand. I know a lot of people have children that die, and I don't mean take nothing. But when you're looking at what's supposed to be authority, and then
mm-hmm.
they lie and disgrace people's names as if they
mm-hmm.
were nothing but a dark spot laying on
mm-hmm.
the ground. Have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
okay.
hurtful. It's demeaning. It's just, it's not that easy to heal.
I see.
But
I see.
What I've learned, and I don't mean to preach about it, and I ain't trying to go on and on in you guys' ear because I'd rather take my mind off on this, but right now I'm glad I called in because I said, no, I've been that close. I've been not seeing too much. I know me.
I'm so far you're doing good, and you got Pastor Waller on your right, and I'm on your left. You just
and
fall
I thank
back God
for Jesus for y'all, and I'm not going to lie. I already told y'all, well, every time I decide not to or not do, y'all always make Miss D feel better for that.
Well,
I'm grateful.
You know what you add to Talk Straight, and that's what it's for. That's what we've been striving to maintain, a venue, a platform. You know what I mean? So that's good. That's a good thing. I believe I can speak to Pastor Waller, but I ain't got to because he writes that himself. Right there himself. What say you about that, bro?
Yeah, well, she got something to say, it's best to say it. You know, she have got something to say because when you look at the memories, you know, it have a tendency to flare up whenever they choose to.
Right.
Especially when you can identify with a situation or issue in life and it
brings
that.
Yes, you
that
was, Pastor Waller. You don't even, you know where it came from. And you're trying to stay away from, but there's no avoiding it.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
Mm.
And it's all right. It's all right to be able to talk about it because it gets you through some things. It will help you get through, you know, versus having it within yourself, and then you're not going to be able to get free like that. But when you have a chance to talk about it, you know, it's good for you. It's really good for you.
It has been what I have noticed. And maybe I hope for anyone, your listeners, you guys listeners, I speak wholeheartedly, openly, and honestly. I've been there. I wish I had, but I have. And so I had to learn that other flip side, as Pastor Waller call it, of forgiveness. Because sometimes you throw some curves in life. Woo, talking about the struggle. But when you put it on, it's on you. You may not understand, but And people can tell you what they want to tell you, because right now, sometimes you just can't hear other people talking to you.
True. Okay. Fair enough. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. That's
only
fair
I enough. Heard them, but I had to talk to my divine father and my grandfather. The other side truth. That's who I talk to.
Okay. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Okay. Always remember you have that right to do that. You know, and I used to hear some things before I found out for myself that they used to say just a little talk with Jesus would make everything all right.
Mm.
You don't have to have a whole lot, but just a little talk with him. And that, to me, you know, would lift that heaviness up a little taste. And that's what your patient is saying. So that's not a bad thing at all.
Your soul to the laundromat.
Hey,
say that again.
Hey, it's all right.
It needs a wash. I'm tired.
It's all right.
Well, let me make sure. You don't go to. I thought I heard you say, take your soul to the laundromat. Good God.
Needs a cleaning. Needs a cleaning. And God gave you tears, and I use mine. Sometimes I don't be trying to cry, and I just be crying because I need a cleaning. And when I got that cleaning out, I feel so much better because I done talked to the one that I'm supposed to talk to. And when he put some other the human beings on earth like you guys to help me out for that, I thank him.
So can I piggyback off you right there, 12? You're saying something. Now, here's the thing. 10 years from now, 12, where should people take the lessons that we learned from today, what happened today in the news? How can we take that 12 and move ourselves in a positive direction?
Oh, that's hard. For the parents that's grieving as of today, I'm talking about my situation being 10 years and it's still like yesterday.
I guess.
Piggybacking off from where their heart is at right now. I don't have all the answers. I don't want to say the wrong thing. All I can say as a mother with a mother's love is that God will bless you, but you have to ask. I had to fall on my knees. I holler, I kick, I scream, and I still cry. And I know it's okay. It's all right.
Okay.
And
okay.
I have to be stronger. And I can learn through Pastor Wallace and Pastor Dockery, that it's okay for me to share this, even if the world listening to me, I hold no shame that people did what they did supposed to be shameful, not me.
Yeah. Well, here's a good thing. Here's a good thing. And we've had this conversation before. At least we can see where some justice took place, right? Went through the criminal justice system, and it manifested itself, because clearly that was a very terrible thing that the whole country would, in fact, the world, and something, some accountability needed to be had.
Mm-hmm.
It did. It did, and for that reason, I'm glad. Now, here's the thing, though. Pastor was talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
We're still seeing a lot of us turn on one another, and these type of incidents keep on arising. And I just wonder, I talked about in the monologue, the distraction. You said
something. May I ask you this, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Are you talking about when the people keep acting out, burn down their neighborhood, and people got to try to live, got to block their windows off with wood and everything?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you're talking about, sir?
And that and the fact that when we get through burning our neighborhoods down, guess who have to live there?
Listen to
we
me.
We do.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes, ma'am.
I spoke out there before that I'm not for that. I think that is so wrong, because where you going to go, even in the house or your building or your body, when you tear the ground?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you got no neighborhood stores or anything, this is not helpful. It's more harmful.
Correct.
And even the people that has passed away, whether they had children or not, where their parents going to live if they don't have the funds to move somewhere different?
That is absolutely right.
Where your
right.
parents don't go. And the people that
right.
loved y'all as children to grown-ups, and now you out here, your grandkids out here doing all these disruptive things to prove a point. The point is prove it in a better direction. Don't kill yourself with COVID, take it home your parents. Don't COVID ain't got nothing to do with all this violence.
And so that's
stand on that 10 toes down very firmly. I don't like violent things. What happened to them was very violent, and it was wrong.
Right, right.
How can you make two wrongs right?
You can't.
We
that
better than that,
that,
bigger than that, larger than that. At least I am.
Yes, ma'am. That was proven that that was wrong, and some accountability. It won't bring the gentleman back, but some accountability was held today, right? So,
and that's a beautiful thing. I like it, but everything ain't always people. Sometimes you got to do certain things. I understand the young folks, too, at a certain point. They figuring they doing the right thing, but what it has brought is attention to the world. It ain't just in Illinois or Tennessee.
No.
Now, hey, it's all over the world, and it is time to assist and stop the nonsense.
Watch this, though, 12. I noticed that there are a lot of different ethnicities that are joining that attention that you're talking about. So here's the perfect opportunity to bring people from different walks of life, right, to a point where we can be constructive in our actions as opposed to destructive. You follow what I'm saying? White, black, I saw Hispanic, I saw Asian, and other people. I saw people from Canada and other places. You understand what I'm saying? Here's an opportunity for us to lay down a path for our young people in particular. Because, you know, we done got to be an age now, we ain't going to turn the clock around for ourselves. I'm sorry, Pastor Wallace. We ain't going to get no younger, man. That ain't going to happen, is it?
No. No, that's not, no value for that.
Go ahead,
Pat. Yeah, got to push on. No, we got to push on. Ain't no going backwards, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's something.
I don't want to go back.
Yeah, that's right.
And so to that point, guys, what the opportunity that is here, this is an observation, is for us to let our babies know we understand the anger, the frustration you will have, but let's channel that into a constructive direction. To
there
where 10 years from now, you can see something positive come from your efforts, your actions.
We
you follow
send
what
it
saying,
today. We send it today, but it's so much negativity that's coming that has came along with it that we don't want that for them because they're killing them even still. So, because they're afraid. Them somebody people kids too, but that don't give them the right to abuse their authority.
But that's well, look, 12, what part of the problem is when you hear a story from the media and it doesn't have balance to it, right? And you're not able to...
my son. Forget the media. I'm talking about real life stuff, me.
Okay. All right. We got you today because you live that experience, so we can talk to you about it. But now you were saying that it's been 10 years, about 10 years, right? And it sounds like that you found some strength within yourself, right? And it sounds like you...
The Lord is blessing me with it, but I keep saying I have my moments. I might call you, Pastor Wilder, Pastor... I ain't got Pastor Wilder's phone number. Pastor Dockery, who?
Look,
yes, you do. My number's on the back of the book you got.
Well, I got
watch
that book.
It.
I showed
it's on my number. My number's on the back of it.
I didn't know that because I haven't even had the opportunity. There's been so many things going on in this world.
Yeah.
In my, this ain't my word, God, forgive me, but in the world he does live in, I haven't even read, I ain't commented off from because I hadn't, the first one, I read it all the way through. This one, I ain't got to, but I got my book.
That's right. That's what counts.
That's it.
Well, you
look,
got the main thing.
Fast.
You can pick it up and read it when you're ready.
Hey, Pastor.
But I heard her make reference to a flip. I heard her make reference to the flip side. So she got a little something in there.
Yes,
she got something going.
That's right. She got the main thing. She got the title of it down back, brother. And
that
means that when she flip it over and get inside of it, she gonna let it be known. You know, and that's the good part. She'll let it be known.
Thank y'all so much. Pastor Dockery, real quick. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a whole show. You probably got other callers.
No, you're good.
That
go
one
ahead.
Lady
got,
that was on there, supposed to be on there the 24th, did you say?
29th. Thursday the 29th.
Yes, sir. I just want to make sure because I said I told her I would tune in.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure she'll be happy to have you. She's going to be talking about very important stuff about our health.
Yeah, colon and all that stuff.
not just your colon, but some other things.
I don't want to hear too much medical stuff.
She's not just talking about the organs themselves, but more importantly as well. She's a health educator, so she'll be offering some very useful information on how he can attend to some things.
Yes, I remember I was listening that night, and remember I said I want to tune in, so I thought I better ask you.
Yeah.
The 29th. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, so what happens a lot of times, for instance, and Pastor, I'm going to give the floor to you. What happens a lot of times, for instance, is we take for granted certain things. So case study, this is a real study. Lady in her 50s, laid her to rest because she just had what was just a regular toothache, she thought. Never went to have it taken care of. Just kept treating it with medication. And the medication got the best of them and caused her organs to shut down and things of that nature.
How much medication was she taking? Well, cancer. I don't take medication like you know it.
Well, it was over the counter. But the point is that these are things we take for granted, 12. And it helps us to understand the importance of going to the doctor, right, and making sure when we have issues that we attend to them without waiting too long. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so these are very useful and helpful discussions, because a lot of good people are families broken and hurting, you know, and fairly young lady, you know, in the 50s and what have you. That's only half of a century plus, a little bit more, but God is still able. And that's one of the things I'm happy about, is that we have an opportunity. It's an observation of some things we can do to improve not only our lives, but our friends, our neighbors, our family. Is that right, Brother Pastor? Is that right, Pastor Wallace? Go get Pastor Wallace.
What you mean, go Pastor Wallace? Y'all in the bad house. Not house. I mean, studio.
he's on the air with us. He is coming. We look like we lost him. He's probably out and about. Sometimes
your wife, Mrs. Docker, is a nurse practitioner. They like doctors themselves because they do most of the
labor.
I got that. But see, Dennis, I'm afraid of for real. I ain't crazy about doctors.
Well,
I keep saying I can't help who get upset, but I'm just not. I got to have a paranoia.
Yeah.
But I did go,
crazy.
So I'm proud of me, you know, for that part of what I've already done. I got another appointment, wellness check coming up, My doctor said, just what you did, he said a little stir about lady death. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I ain't that true all that.
Well, these are real situations. They're not just
I know. I live in real life. I got it. Don't make me scared to get my teeth pulled out, and I need to buy me some more. Sometimes we let fear override our better judgment. I try to make light of certain things to make me not
right. I get you.
I got it. I understand. So I plan on, Lord bless me, live and see it. Listen to, at least partially listen to what she got to say. Okay, cool.
Look, I'm looking forward to having you and others. We'll be starting to promote that after this coming Thursday, because that that show is coming up that following week, and she is already promoted. It's a big local thing here in Nashville, but we invited her to share that with our national audience as well, because there's some other promotions of that nature. So, but let me turn to Dr. Waller and hear from my big brother there. So, Pastor, you hear what we're talking about? Any observations?
Yeah.
What are some things you see, Pastor?
Well, Pastor, you gotta also acknowledge that when you have been given a day to deal with issues, I think I usually would go to the scripture and let it help me out. When it says God would load us up with benefits, and to load me up with something, it's like when I'm feeling down and out and I need some strength. You know, it's like 8112 when she said she had to make a call because she was dealing with some things that brought forth the thought. And I always have to encourage myself in the Lord to help me get through some of those times. I did a service on the street the other day, if you will allow me to say this. And the need for that, it was very well received. I mean, I got a portion of it as I got a little of the clipping of it, man, and it was amazing how the language that a person is used to using, and then when the gospel is carried out into the streets, they still speak their language. It's just like when the people in there say amen, they amen might be cursing.
Yeah,
you know, they may have been, they look here. But I understood the language because it was right on time. It was right on, just like when someone was saying amen, the person was saying what he was saying at the same time as he understood what was said. And I'm saying that to say, first you got to be where you are in any situation. Some things take people to get there sooner than others. And then some have to wait until they get there. Dealing with things, like she said, for about 10 years you've been dealing with this, and man, you know what I say, 8112, it's going to take a lifetime for me to get through some of the things that I still deal with today. And I'm talking about my mother now. My mother, you know, it's in 96. Well, I'm still, it stay with me daily. So I know since it's going to take a lifetime, I just say, well, let me embrace what it's going to bring. And it helps me get through it, you know. Not just the good times, you know, the sad times that come, and the times I'm wondering what she would say if I'm getting ready to do a particular thing. And, I mean, it's tough. It's not easy. I mean, I just have to say it, and I don't mind saying it because it'll help me also to say it. And I was just thinking about it the other day. I said, well, I see my little daughter's picture. It's in the book where I was sitting in church one day, and I had her on my lap. She wasn't even walking then. And now she's in my care. And I remember saying, what am I going to do if I end up in prison? I thought about that, and I thought about my mother. I said, had I gone to prison when my mother was living, she would have been in prison also, because she would have been out there seeing me every time you turn around. I'm just so glad I thought of ways to make sure I didn't do certain things that I knew would have caused me to straight go to the penitentiary, and I know she would have been right there, and I just didn't want her to be out there visiting me in no penitentiary. And so, you know, like now that she has passed, I'm saying to myself today, I said, I wonder if I let some things slide today, knowing that she's no longer here, so she don't have to come and visit me in the penitentiary. But her voice would still stay with me. So either way it go, I still need to respect the voice. So I would encourage you to just take the voice of your son. You know, and whenever you get a memory.
Oh, I got a son to meet the vision of beautiful birds, everything. I can't do it like that. That's me. I do that. I tell people, not a fake. The most fake thing on me is sometimes the hair I wear on my head. I said that the hair under my head, the sands on my head. I am 10 feet tall. I'm a child of God.
Right.
And I believe. Right. I channel things in different ways than some other people. I don't look for excuses. Problems are to be solved. And I may not have the answers to a lot of them, but through the grace of God only, if I got to fall on my knees again, Lord, I need your help. We need your help right now. I'll say it out loud for the world to hear. I know we need it because this word is in a sad state. This is his word, and people are trying to take it over.
Yeah.
Called Lucifer.
Watch out now. All right.
You can never have the kingdom of God. And you could never have my word. Little as it is, because I am no comparison to him. I am his child and grandchild.
Okay.
Do what you do. Right. I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to keep on praying and talking, and I ain't got to be in the church. My mama told me that. She didn't tell me that like that because she believed in going to church. That's who she was, a righteous woman. But I'm saying that, so I don't want my mom, sorry if I may sound like you told me that, but she didn't tell me that I lied. Anyway, my point is, I got my own way of thinking. I talk too much. Remember the little girl that came on Teen Turner movie? When her mama left her, but her mama had the church that time, and she was a lot of thing in the house. That's me.
Okay. Well, you
okay,
let me
Pastor,
get to a...
cut me off. I understand. I'm talking too much.
I ain't trying to cut you off, woman.
He said, woman? I got peanut butter and jelly.
But listen, you're listening to Talk Straight, and we're having a general conversation about urban American observation. And I pointed out some things, some distractions. Some things that tend to keep people in urban American cities and neighborhoods distracted from things we could do for ourselves, you know? Our family, the individuals, we're spending our time. You know, there's only 24 hours in the day.
Yes, sir.
And if we don't use it right, Pastor Wallace just told us earlier, we ain't going to be able to turn the hand time back. We're not getting any younger. And guess what? We ain't going to be able to turn time back around, you know?
Ooh.
So when you get to a certain point, the Bible said, remember the Creator in the days of thy youth.
Hmm.
Watch this, Pastor. While, listen to what it says, Pastor. In other words, they coming now. They on their way now. The evil days draw nigh. They on their way.
Okay.
Yeah, the evil days, or the time when you won't be able to do certain things, when you be old and you start hurting when you get up. You understand what I'm saying? Those days are on their way. They're not waiting. They're on their way. And eventually they'll catch up with you. You know, and that's what the text is saying, is that remember what the Creator is telling you when you're young so that you can produce for yourself. You can establish something for yourself. You can have something. Pastor Wallace deal with young people on a daily basis. On a daily basis. Pastor, do you ever think to yourself, I wonder where this young fellow is going to be 10 years, 20 years? Have you ever thought to yourself as you're working with those young brothers and sisters out there, I wonder where this one is going to be 15 years from now, what they'll be doing? Has it ever crossed your mind as you're mentoring them?
Oh, man, so what it would be like 15 years from now.
For them, for those children.
Yeah, I like to believe the imprint would be there for them. You know, it's a very challenging thing because I'm that person who know what it's like to tap into a day and know how much a person can do in a day. And the speed of the game for street life is to capture another generation. So to be able to talk to them and ask them what do they think about the gifts that they have. And I've been doing a lot of things preparing myself so they can acknowledge what they can do in the latter part of their life, you know. And I think, for instance, making some films, of course, about what I'm doing with the ball now. I did one yesterday, if you will, and it took me back 29 years ago. And I was listening to the same song. Yeah, I was listening to the same song by Kool Moe Dee 1992 when I was on strict probation, you know, with a lot of room to violate, I was listening to that song. And then just yesterday, I played with my ball, and it took me to realize that was 29 years ago you was dealing with your ball with Kumo D, and then you're still dealing with it with Kumo D, because it's effective. It's a purpose for it. It's a reminder. So, yeah, you know, we want to make sure that they can prepare themselves. See, I wasn't able to see what I was going to be doing. And now that you can see it, you see what I'm saying, versus doing it. See, they have gifts that they don't even know they have. And 8112, that's see, true. I didn't know that this was a gift. But it took me to allow God to show me that listening to that same, not same song, but that same person while I was spinning the basketball. And, you know, I still had that clip, Pastor Doctor, that I was, when I was just getting out of the treatment center. But I didn't know that was going to be a part of my reminder. So, yes, it is good to them and see what they think about. Not only today, can you picture yourself years from now, what it is that you would like to be doing, or do you know that you have a gift? So those are some of the things that I'm preparing myself to explain to them, because if the game in one day can capture you, it won't let you think about 5-10 years from now what you'd be doing. I mean, if you get them like you got me. So I was just doing that day-to-day thing, not thinking about nothing but what the day bring and how to go about this day right here and doing all I can do in a day. Not knowing I was in a trap, man. So I think that's good what you brought up.
But Pastor Bob.
Yeah. 8112.
When you were doing living life as a young man, now look at the great positive things you and Pastor Dockery are doing now. Not that he wasn't anyway. Some people are designing and cutting different cloth at a certain point, but then God redesigned you. And that's how you speak the knowledge. Some people respect the fact, this man been where he been. Look where he's at now. And I believe that's why they may have honored you. And I want to ask you, how did that go? Because I didn't forget about it. Like when I heard Joyce, I interrupted the whole show. I said, oh, that's Joyce. And I thought the mute was on then. I forgot again.
Josh.
I was so joyful to hear his voice. And all his trials and tribulations, that young man still get back on there, even if you understand what he's saying or not.
Yes,
And he puts it out there every time he get a chance.
There are some young people. There are some young people who take for granted they got their health and they got all of it.
Yes, sir. You're right.
Here he is. Every chance he gets.
Oh, my heart's filled with tears and joy. Yes, you are so right. You guys so right, and I thank y'all so much.
We're grateful.
Y'all don't know
what
this is, but God and Janika introduced me, 3072, I'm sorry, introduced it to me. But she didn't know how well she helped just a little old sinner like me.
You're all right.
She didn't know what she done for me. It opened doors in a way I never had dreamed of, as far as having that voice. Everyone has a voice. A lot of times we don't know how to share that voice.
True.
That's right.
Without fear being judged. Being who you are, whether you're good or bad. And a lot of times that for your voice to be heard, for somebody else to hear it, whether they good or bad.
You said that. We started the podcast and the broadcast back in 16 after we had traveled a little bit to a few cities, right? And it was really about sharing those stories, and because we were still finishing up a few places that we were touring, and I just had a conversation with, I don't know if y'all remember one of our first guests, one of the gentlemen that was on with us, and I couldn't believe, Pastor Waller, it's been 5 years ago now, man. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, time flies, doesn't it?
Amen. That's amazing. That's really amazing. Almost 5 years.
To 12 points, you never really know. I'm grateful that God has allowed us to keep the platform open, 12, and we pray that as we move forward, others will be able to grow and find something, some information, some support. You understand what I'm saying? That's really what we hope to be able to continue.
Yeah.
So. You said that, and it just reminded me. I said, wow, I'm talking. That was, man, I couldn't believe it. It's been 5 years ago now, in 2016. This is 2021.
Well, the productivity of it, even though people prejudge you, question you, thought they was doing something different.
Sure.
You was doing what you're doing through the grace of God and your hard work and labor, sir. Look at you now.
To God be the glory. To God be all the glory for the things. Don't get me preaching. Look, I felt like preaching right there. Well, you better tell me.
And you preach because that's what you do. You're a preacher of the word, so preach to me. Amen.
Pastor Wall is one of those prognosticators of the gospel, so I don't mind saying anything.
I love y'all, and I'm so grateful.
I love you as well.
That's why I'm, and I'm not ashamed to walk a life that I live, because it wasn't that horrible for me.
Well, Pastor, she don't know how much I love. Pastor, I bet you she don't know how much I love her.
It had to be. I like it.
Listen,
yes, sir.
The only thing I can think of is peanut butter and jelly. That's the only example I can think of is peanut butter and jelly. You know
what
I'm saying?
Oh, man, that's close, bro.
Peanut butter jelly, and I still do. I think I bought me a jar of peanut butter jelly mix. I ain't nail drop. I think I better go get some crackers. It just take me a little bite if I choose.
That's all right.
Yes, sir. I did buy one.
Yeah.
And look at my cupboard for it. And I'm going to give me a cracker. And I'm going to put me some peanut butter and jelly. That's that mix. Y'all remember that mix back in the day?
Yeah.
I don't sound too sure there now. I know what I'm talking about on that one.
I'm thinking what you're talking
about. It was in the same container. And when I ain't get like that, I took some peanut butter and some jelly. Peanut is good for you if you're not allergic to it. And mix me some grape jelly with it. And stir it up and ease out the bowl. Give me some cracker. Oh, shoot.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, you're going at it now.
Snack time. But life is not snacks. Everything, who told me life was going to be easy? Nobody ever told me that.
No.
Especially my mother. Nobody ever said life would be easy for me.
Okay.
But it's been my life, some of it, some worse than some other. And guess what?
Okay.
When it's time for us to deal with what we have to deal with, I know at a certain point in time in life, I'm not no minister, I ain't no preacher, but I am a child of God.
Okay, well, that's what
Amen.
And I only speak the way I feel from my heart. I know my heart is broken. Miss Cup of Tea has been shooken. However, I know I stand 10 toes down. Because when I got my problems, I know who to talk to. And when I... There's never a moment I can't go there when he put people like you guys and other people even listening. And I admire what your caller put on there. It wasn't even a caller because they didn't tap in on the voice part of it. They tapped in, what do you call that, Pastor Docker?
Oh, the Facebook post?
Yes, sir. The Facebook post what that person said, it made so much sense. They spoke with so much knowledge that it is true.
Right.
I want to comment on that so they don't go unnoticed. Even though you may notice, that's how I paid attention to it.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And you're right. I have been able to, from time to time, go back and look at some of the posts. I'm grateful for the many great thoughts, well, that we've had come across, not just, like you say, on the live air here in the podcast, in the studio, but even on Facebook. People have posted their thoughts. I hope that kind of conversation will help us all grow. I'm always learning. I'm always learning when I listen. Those conversations and what have you, and so that's why we try to, you know, Pastor and I have talked. That's why we try to keep the conversation positive and constructive. So don't nobody want to hear no drama. You know what I mean? We can live
without
that.
No, I don't want to hear nobody drama. What I talk about, I know I be talking about certain things, but it ain't drama.
You have relevant conversation, and I can say that without flattery that. It's near and dear to your heart. That's for sure. Like the events of today, you know what I'm saying? That's something that a lot of people have been anxiously waiting on to see what was going to happen.
Ooh,
At least now they can start moving on. 12. That's what I hope. They can begin the healing process to move on.
But I hope the young people do the right thing. And rejoice instead of acting out.
Go to work. Get an education. Do something. You understand what I'm saying? Make something. Clean up your neighborhood. Get the trash up off the street. Go and volunteer at a neighborhood or community center or a school. There's plenty of things we can do. You understand what I'm saying? Go there and help.
Yeah, I do. And tonight is one of those nights. They can party all night long in the name of Jesus.
Well, now,
if you intend your point was to be taken gracefully and graciously, then do something. We're going to help them take these boys now because we ain't on that. We done.
Yeah.
The world sees us now. The world has saw you now. And point well intended. I don't like the violent part of it. I would not change my story on that. Point well intended. Now it's time for us to do the other flip side, as Pastor what I always say, of that bad.
Yeah, there is another side. That's without a doubt. There is another side, and we have to learn the importance of how to utilize it. And, you know, because there's an enemy, and the enemy don't want us to know that there is another side, and it is a way to deal with things. It's just a matter of learning what the other side is. Most of the times, it is the crowd that if we look back and acknowledge that song, you know, I'm in with the in crowd. Well, that was a song years ago, and a lot of people will go with what the in crowd is dealing with, and that's not saying that they're right. But it's just because in a situation, and the mindset is that where the in crowd is going, so I'm going to be a part of it. So if you're going to show up, you have to have what 8112 said, that flip side is doing something different. When I show up to extend something different, because that's just the way it is. When you're thinking about freedom and how to apply it, you have to have some substance, you know. But other than that, if the in crowd is getting ready to get in a rage and start doing things that's going to corrupt our community, that's what would happen. But if you're already prepared to deal with it in another way, and that's not, you know, going to happen too quick if the mindset is not there. And I understand because that's just what you do when you're within crowd. You follow the in crowd with everything.
Yeah, that's a crowd mentality, isn't it? Get in the crowd and get lost.
It is.
Because
they don't have no knowledge of how to deal with it any other way.
Right. That's tough.
It is.
I'm blessed. Because, I'm grateful. I ain't never liked the in crowd.
Yeah.
Well, I'm different.
Yeah, that's good.
Always been different, and I want to stay different. My difference.
Yeah, that's all right.
Differentness.
You know what, 12? There are a lot of people who they just don't feel good unless they're around a lot of other people. They feel lonely, they're afraid, you know. So that unique quality that you be able to stand by yourself, you know what I mean, and to do for yourself without waiting on somebody else to be around you to validate you. That's a very unique quality. Yeah. Very unique.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need questions from me. I'm glad y'all do, because sometimes I say some stuff, but I know what I'm talking about. Don't get twisted now. Hold on.
I get it.
Y'all paraphrase things to the point where if I'm saying it, I'm just that little ghetto girl, but I'm a grown woman now.
What?
And I still speak the way that I do, but I speak from my heart and my soul with honesty. And that's true. I do. And I try to make a difference in my own, my little way, man, that I seem like nobody on the planet Earth. But for another person that didn't walk a mile in my shoes, but they might have walked a mile in theirs or two or three.
Okay.
I don't want to walk in nobody's shoe, because sometimes that's too much for me.
Yeah. Well,
when you put your shoes on, pastors,
that's a good point.
Your feet, you can walk 2 or 3 miles and don't even realize. That happened to me in real life. This is real life, but I'm saying. And you don't know where you got that strength from. I made up my mind. It came from somewhere no man or woman could take.
Said,
God, Jesus picked me up, and God was helping him carry me. I said that to myself. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. God is my witness. And if I'm lying, that's how my heart feels. I said my father and my divine grandfather picked me up and they carried me. Whole time I was in Minnesota.
Wow.
I sat in this house after I got it. I said, I know you ain't bring me this far to leave me alone. I was even drinking. I said, I know you. I got beat up by the jacuzzi every day. I said, I know you ain't bring me this far to leave me alone.
Okay.
But I rebuild my strength. That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe I'm sharing too much information, but I'm never a fake nor a fraud.
Well, we know that.
All right.
We know that. We know you
100%.
Yeah. We know you 100% legit. Yeah. But, so we got about another 10 minutes here before we wrap up.
10 minutes?
Yes, ma'am. Huh?
I was looking for 9 o'clock tonight. I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's all right, though, Pastor.
All right. I was going to ask Pastor Waller to kind of laugh. Huh?
I'm sorry, Pastor. Go ahead. I was talking to somebody else.
I was going to ask Pastor Waller to kind of elaborate on. You were saying, Pastor, that you began to, you had a service outdoors. Did I understand it correctly?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about how you see moving forward with work, fellowship, of that nature? You have an idea about, based on what you experienced, where do you see people at in various neighborhoods now? Do they seem to be interested and ready to come back to fellowship and congregating and gathering? Is that your observation?
Well, from the people on the outside of the church, I think they, hearing the message that they heard, they sent an echo out there that they really needed it. And it wasn't like, oh, I enjoyed this today. It wasn't like that. It was more like they were so grateful that you know, hearing what they heard, the way they heard it, caused them to understand that they can come just as they are, truly can come as they are. And they find out that, okay, a person can change. Oh, this is how he changed. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he was just that they called on him to speak all the time. See, they never had heard the word like they did coming from me, because all they can see is me coming from the street. But now, just when they understood, as I said earlier, the amen that they said was a cursing word, but it wasn't like as if they was being disrespectful.
Yeah.
It was just like they was agreeing when they was having conversation out in the street talking. They felt like they was comfortable enough to be able to respond unaware. You know, it's like they just respond to it as amen, because they agreed. They was listening. They was paying attention. They was following.
Sure.
And I got it on film. I have it on film right now. And I'm saying that to say, if they heard me say that I did drugs in church, then a cursing word is not going to do anything no less than me doing dope in church. Just so happens, nobody's seen me do drugs in church, you see? Well, and so that gave them a comfort that they can come back again to another service if I have it out on the street. I'm just using that for an example. So that is,
right.
I see them seeking. That's what they're doing, Pastor Doctor. They're seeking, man. They want truth. They wanted to be able to say, okay, I can come like I am, but one day I'm going to say amen and not going to curse.
Right.
You know? I mean, that's the thing. That's what I was letting them know that.
Now, y'all know, both of y'all know, y'all didn't correct me. Y'all let me have my way, because that's who I am.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
That's the same way.
Yeah, that's
when
what it was.
When you say come as you are, Pastor.
Yeah, I mean that. They understood it.
I don't mean
disrespect
the church by no means, and I don't try.
No, that's not disrespect.
But just talking, we get caught up in our language we used to use.
That's right. And that was the beauty of it. You know, they was coming from the heart. That's what I loved about it. It was from the heart. You know, and that made a difference. When you're coming from the heart. Yeah, go ahead.
So let me ask this question about that observation there. Then if, as the preacher, closed-minded to allowing people in the streets to openly, Pastor, share their thoughts, their feelings, and even that, how am I going to reach them if I shut, because of the language they use, if I shut my mind to it, am I going to reach them, Pastor? Or that's an
observation? No, you're not. You're going to shut them down.
Yeah, but they're going to feel bad.
Yeah, you're going to shut them down. That's what you're going to do.
Even myself, I feel bad. I had two preachers. My daddy was a preacher. Then he was a bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Who am
mm-hmm.
I to prejudge anybody for anything? I cuss like a sailor sometimes.
Well.
I know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. That's what means something. When you know you're doing something that ain't right, but that's who you is, and you just try to make yourself better little by little.
But, Twill, here's the point, though, and this is the observation that Josh was making. He was there, and he didn't come telling people they had to perform in a particular way. He allowed them to be natural in their natural environment. Because what if he had told them that they came in before some four walls and they started giving them the rules and regulations and what have you, would they have been able to hear and grow from whatever the message was of the day for the moment?
May I say something, Pastor Dockery?
By all means, please do.
I would not have listened to him.
What?
I wouldn't have listened to them, but because he told the truth as he knew it, I've been more willing to listen to him than the man up there jumping up and down and play he's screaming in the name of the Holy Ghost.
I would not lie to you.
I would have listened to him than I before I listened to somebody else in there saying they doing my father's work. And I'm looking at, but at the same time, you busy doing something else.
I see. So that's the point here, 12, that I'd like for us to walk away from. That's the observation. And that is, in 2021, there are some hurting people. There are some people who are hungry for knowledge, for truth. And guess what? They may not be the most educated, the most articulate, or the most polite. But guess what they need? They need a word that will speak to dry bones and tell those bones you're going to live with them. That's what they need.
Go ahead, help me out a little bit.
Yeah. That's good news. Ain't that good news? Isn't that good
news? For me, it is. I already knew it, but I ain't seeing them. Even to the thing, but I'm saying it's encouraging words. When someone has discouraged you.
Good. Let me say this, though.
Not discouraged, but yet be encouraged.
Right. Pastor, you know this. Prior to last year and church closing and what have you, those same hurting people were out there and unrecognized by too many. But now we see that they're out there with everybody else, even the folk who's supposed to have been saved and who was in church on Sunday. Everybody now heard them. Everybody's screaming and hollering. That's the greatest observation, that we're all on the same level. And yes, and here's the truth. What we want to do is to get people to communicate themselves, articulate themselves without using profane or foul language, right? You said come to them on the street where they were, and they gave you what they had. And guess what? That was a good thing. I don't believe when it went to God's ear, it came out as cuss words. I want to believe it came out as hallelujah. Thank you. Praise his holy name.
Yeah. That was great. So
whatever.
Man. Yeah.
And I wasn't there.
What I found out about that, I can see God smiling down on him, man. Wait. You know, the way he had them positioned,
right.
You know, and you know, nobody make them come over there. You know,
that's
they
right.
came on their own free will, and, you know, it was just so amazing that I even shared with them. I know God was smiling down on them, man, to have this group of people there that probably would think they wasn't even worthy to go inside of a building. And they felt like they was inside a building when they were there, man. They just felt like they was inside a building, you know. It was amazing. I have
you better
one. I actually show you. I'll show you a little bit of it one day, man.
It was very good experience. 12, give us a final word,
sir.
My love.
My final word is this. Glory be to God.
Watch it.
And also that I am so humbled that He has placed you guys in my life, and anybody that's listening to me, I'm cool with that. I am only who I am.
Okay.
And that's all I need to be. My life has been designed to be what it is. And I'm grateful for that. I don't mean to hold no speech on you guys, because I know the show's going to go off in a few minutes. But for that, I thank my divine father and my father for that. And I thank you guys so much. And everybody that's going to listen to me that tuned in, whether they talking to you or listening or tapping in on their computer, and I thank you guys for that. And I love y'all. Y'all should be safe.
I love you.
Today to meet you guys. I really do.
Praise God. I'm going to praise God for you.
If I can get you on a bird to come to Nashville.
I don't think you're going to be able to do that one, Pat. You got really bullets.
I'm teasing with you. I know you don't fly.
I don't think you're going to be. I ain't going to lie now. Go ahead. Not me. I put some spurs on my boots. I ain't got none on me.
Yeah, that's all right.
But y'all pray for me that I have the strength to keep going through and do the things I do. I ask for y'all prayers tonight, period.
All right. Okay. We're going to turn around and let him intimate that in whatever way he chooses. But, well, thank you all for joining us for Talk Straight tonight. And we're going to let Pastor Wallace wrap us up for the evening. Thank you, 12. We love you as well.
Amen. I praise God for the conversation tonight. We thank God for 8112 and all that she have to endure as a reminder. When it flare up, we just give God praise because there's some good news in it. Pastor Cochran, keep doing what you're doing because Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 1 says, let brotherly love, as long as we strive to present love, you know, the power of God is going to be exercising our desires because it's an ongoing, nonstop way of living. I yield back to you on that note, Pastor Doctor. Let brotherly love continue. Let it continue. Brotherly love is power in it. Much power.
Amen.
Yes,
Mr. Norris, we thank you all for joining those who join on Facebook and so forth. We'll be back Thursday night for another episode of Talk Straight. Appreciate you. And we look forward to tonight. I guess on the 29th there. On behalf of Pastor Ricky Waller and even 8112 out of Peoria, Illinois, and all our regular listeners, we thank you, and we'll see you Thursday night for another episode of Talk Straight.
Amen. Praise God.
Was my person to look like you and me? See the man with the broken heart, you see, and he is sad. He hurts so bad. So bad. So bad.